You have been warned. This radio program is going to have bold topics for bold Christians. Welcome to Empowered Radio with Laurie Timms.
These are the best of times, right? Now it's Timms time. Thank you for joining me today. And let me introduce myself. My name is Laurie Timms. I'm an author and a speaker. And it's my passion to reach the lost and inform the church in these last days. Amen. Amen. Now, today's show was inspired during my morning devotion time. You know, I was reading in the Gospels and was specifically in the book of John, chapter 11, which covers the great miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Now, this miracle was so impressive, you know, so spectacular, that soon afterwards, the news spread so fast to the chief priest and the Pharisees, and this is in John 11:46-48, that they plotted his death. So we're going to get into that, and we're also going to show a correlation between this story and our lives. Amen. Amen. Now, the title of the show is Resurrecting Lives. My foundational scripture is John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Praise God. We know that Jesus is the life. And without the without Jesus, you know, our lives are pretty much, you know, in dire straits, that's for sure. Okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to go down this road. And this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. And this is just a phenomenal teaching. And so let's get going here. Now, we're going to fast forward to this present day situation. Now, many of us have or used to have lives that were dead. We had dead-end jobs, we had dead-end relationships, dead-end addictions, dead-end mindsets. But when we relied on Jesus, it all changed. Or it could change. You know, if your life is not changed, it can change. That's a positive message here. Now, aren't you just tired of it all? You know the old saying, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, that pretty much sums it up. Life and sin will wear you down. And the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In the scriptures, John 10:10, it says the thief, in Greek that means klepto, you know, we got kleptomaniacs that steal. They come only to steal, kill, and destroy, and that I have come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly. In other words, to be fulfilled, to have the fullest life that you can. And you know, the thief is Satan, and he is the bandit that steals. He steals your peace, your happiness, your joy, your jobs, your family, your health. He steals everything that is good. And so we need to keep that in mind for sure. Now, with that being said, life will wear you down. And also the Bible says in Proverbs 13:15 that the way of a transgressor is hard. Now we know a transgressor, which means a lawbreaker, the faithless, pretty much an unsaved person, a person that doesn't go by God's laws and commandments. Now, I know this firsthand myself, because sin can be fun for a season. Yes, it can. And that's how the devil hooks you, folks. But believe me, it's only temporary. Now, one day you'll look at yourself in the mirror and you won't even recognize who you've become. It's a scary thing. That's no doubt about it. You're a shell of a person is what you'll see. But no matter where you are or what you've done in your life, there's a divine do-over waiting just for you. Amen. Amen. Now, I wanted to add, I'm going to add nuggets in this teaching here that's interesting. You know, I would use the Dates Bible and your King James Version. And so anyway, I got some good nuggets here that I'm throwing in here that anyway, when the, like I said, soon afterward, the chief priest and the Pharisees plotted to kill Jesus. Now, what it says about it, that he did three miracles, and this was the final one that just freaked him totally out. And it said that the first one was where he healed the man on the Sabbath, where he proved his name was the Messiah. He proved it. And the second one was he healed the blind. You notice how he heals them all on the Sabbath. And the third was he raised Lazarus from the dead. And the thing about it is, it was on the fourth day. So he made sure that Lazarus was good and dead. I guess it's only good and dead when you know you're going to be resurrected. But anyway, he just wanted to make sure everyone knew that he was dead and that it was a miracle and that God would get all the glory. Now, we know that God gave the glory to Jesus, so it was proof of his Messiah, that he was the Messiah. And so anyway, this can be, the do-over can be for you. And but you just have to believe it. So now let's get into the story deeper. Amen and amen. Now, he did it for God's glory. He healed Lazarus for God's glory, the proof that God is real, that he's merciful, and that he's powerful. And it's taking doubt out of the picture. Now, God can resurrect your life. And just remember this, that God doesn't get glory out of sickness, but by healing it. And so if you think, oh, well, God put this on me, or God did this, God did that, it's a lie from the pit of hell, because it's God's will that you be in good health and prosper as your soul prospers. So things are going to happen. You're going to get sick. It could be the enemy. It could be stimuli. It could have been cause and effect. But God still heals. Amen and amen. Now, what we're going to talk about is we're going to break this down, that Lazarus was dead and rotting in a cave. That, you know, they didn't have graves. They put him in a cave. They cut out a piece of a mountain or stone and put him in there, put that heavy rock there. And he was there for 4 days. And you know, they said he was stinking. The odor was just, would take your breath away. And, you know, that's a depiction of how your life could be rotting away. And you have the stinking thinking, okay? The stink of the world may be on you. And so, but Jesus knew about this beforehand. He knew that Lazarus would already die. And, you know, when he was told, that he was sick, come quick. And so anyway, he knew it because he knows your future. He knows our future. So he knows that if you're dead in sin, he can raise you up. He knows your future. That's why he gets excited when he thinks about you, and he loves you because he sees you how you could be, how your life can be. Now, Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, you know, Mary was the one that anointed Jesus with the perfume and washed his feet and dried it with her hair. So she was very devoted. And Martha was the sister that did all the work, was kind of the busybody. And so Mary was disappointed in the Lord, and she complained. So when Jesus came when they went to go meet Jesus, she stayed home and Martha believed. So she went to meet Jesus. She had faith. You know, God will listen and answer your request. Now, the thing about it is when she showed up, when Jesus showed up, Martha told him about her brother, but she wasn't specific. Like, we're not specific with the Lord that we need to be. And she never asked that he be resurrected. And so, you have to go that one step further. If you want healing, be specific. If you see, that's why I don't believe in the unspoken request, because how can it be a request if you're not speaking it? Okay. And so, yes, God knows your thoughts, but, if it's something you don't want anybody to hear, then you need to just go in private and maybe tell somebody and let them pray with you. Now, anyway, God will listen. Now, here's some other things that are important. Now, this answers the age-old question. This is what Mary was, she was complaining, why didn't you come sooner? You know, of course, when Jesus came, finally showed up, because remember, Martha met him in town. And see, they did a burial. They didn't do it right there in their yard. They did it out of town. That was how they did it. And so, anyway, a dead body was unclean. So, they just did it out of town. So, anyway, and she says, well, why did you wait till he died? You know, she was questioning him. And the age-old question is, why, Lord, didn't you do anything sooner? Now, this is what you would be saying here. Or why didn't you prevent this death? Why didn't you prevent from me going through this? But see, it's all about God getting the glory. Amen. Now, and I also mentioned earlier that it was 4 days that it happened on the fourth day. Well, number four is biblically, it means God's creative work. So it was creative for him to raise him from the dead. That's for sure. He created life in him, the breath of life in him. Now, all the neighbors and friends were skeptical and they were doubters. You know, they're like, oh, well, Jesus, two ladies dead. He's been dead 4 days. And then even his disciples were saying, when he said Lazarus is asleep, they were looking things in the natural. They said, well, then why go wake him up? Why should we go? And Jesus was talking about spiritual sleep, that he was dead. So all the neighbors and friends were skeptics and doubters, as in your life as well. Okay. It looks dead from the outside, but God can see the new life that others can't see. I'm so glad he can. Praise God. It kind of reminds me of people that look at a junk car, just a body, it's rusted out, it's just tore up, what we would call a jalopy, But some people can look and see that car completely fixed and redone. Amen. And that's the way God does it. That's the way Jesus does it. He sees it new and brand new and shining and sparkly. Amen. Amen. Now, you can't see the new life. Your neighbors can't see it. Your friends can't see that things can change in your life. But God can. Because your life looks dead. Because it is. And it's a bad ending. It's not going to end well. But God will give you a new thing, a fresh new beginning. Amen. A second chance. It turns negativity into positivity. John 11:35, Jesus wept. That's the shortest scripture there is. Jesus wept. But he cries over us, as he cried over Lazarus and pretty much their unbelief. He cries over us because he loves us that much. He knows that we can be what we can become through him. Old things pass away, they die, and new things begin. And oh, how great they are. And if we only just believe it. You know, our way, the world's way, leads to death and destruction. God's way always leads us to life, an abundant life, that is. Amen. Now, I want to interject my life a little bit. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to interject a little bit of my story, and it shows you how rock bottom my life was. This is 20, 30 years ago, but anyway, my story was I was addicted to drugs. I was a battered wife, and it started out I was a battered wife, then I was addicted to drugs because I got addicted to pain medication, and I was addicted to Mepergan and Demerol, which it really is Demerol, and all the hardcore narcotics. And I had a desperate life. I was desperate. I had overdosed a few times. And when I finally submitted myself to Jesus, he changed everything from healing to physical and mental restoration. He gave me a hope. He gave me hope and a future. Best thing that could have ever happened to my life by far. And if I had died then, I would have went to hell. I was a nice person. I was a good person. I did good things. But you know, it's not about works, lest any man boast. You have to have a relationship with Jesus. And it's not just saying a sinner's prayer. You have to let the Holy Spirit change you to become a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, I love these two scriptures, and this is about my life, but it could be about yours as well. Psalms 56:13, for thou hast delivered my soul from hell, or death, my feet from falling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. John 8:36, so who the Son sets free is free indeed. See, I went to drug rehabs. I went to those places. And they worked for a little while. But, you know, when I got back around the same people and I still had cravings and you know, it just didn't work. I had to have the supernatural hand of God to change me. That's the only thing that worked. Amen. Now, let's get back to some spiritual nuggets here. Shortly after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, from the grave, as I previously noted, Satan, via the evil high priest and the Pharisees, plotted to kill Jesus. They had tried 9 times before and failed. You know, the committee could never agree on it, and they were divided. And that was because it brought Jesus more time. It bought Jesus more time until he completed God's will for him and the prophecies, and until the right time. This was finally when they all agreed. Now, you might be thinking, well, Lori, how does this fit into our lives today? It's simple, actually. When God blesses us, when he changes our lives, he resurrects us. Remember, Jesus spoke loudly, Lazarus, come forth, really loud, so all could see. When God does a big thing in our lives for all to see, it ticks the enemy off. Okay, it really does. The demonic kingdom hates the publicity. as we say, up close and personal. Okay, just for the record, it's not just the devil that gets ticked, but it's our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, and even family members. But don't be discouraged, folks. It's a great and mighty blessing and blessings that's coming your way. Amen. And God loves you that much. In conclusion here, if you need a change or something resurrected in your life, now is the time. What are you waiting for? Just get to it. Amen and amen. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Now, this is a time in the show that I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to get in right standing with the Lord. Now, if you've never taken the steps toward salvation, maybe you have, and you drifted away from your first love, and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, please agree with me in your heart and your spirit as I say the sinner's prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner, and forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is your Son and died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I need you to be my Savior and be Lord of my life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God if you made this decision. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and your family members in heaven are rejoicing too. You have made the best decision in your life, and you will never regret it, only that you didn't do it sooner. Amen and amen. Welcome to the royal family. You are on the winning side. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Now that you know the truth, let it empower your life. Amen and amen. Now, I'd like to thank you again for joining me for this program, and I hope that it's been a blessing for you. Join me next week for another empowering and bold topic. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The righteous are bold as a lion." You know, boldness is not a personality trait, but acting by the power of the Holy Spirit, by urgent conviction in the face of some threat. Pray for a spirit of boldness to come about you. Amen. We need to be bold in these last days. Amen. Now, you can get my books on Amazon or other online venues. Now, here's my latest book here, Spiritual Journeys. And get it. It talks about my travel nursing days, you know, and to how God sent me some to different places. And it has miracles. It has some shocking things. It has some funny things. I promise you, you will be blessed and you will enjoy it. Amen and amen. You get it on Amazon or, you know, wherever you want to get it. Just Google my name. It'll pull it up. And you can contact me by email at ltimbs@gmail.com. You can send me your questions or prayer requests. I would be honored to pray for you. And I'm available for speaking engagements as well. Now you can go on anchor.fm/empower-radio. I'm also on live broadcast at OTTU Universal Media. You can also get archives on podcast with Spotify podcast, and you can listen to some of my previous shows as well. I appreciate that. Now, please donate to my ministry. I need your help. I'm expanding, and you know, radio time, TV time costs money. And so, you know, I'm not one of those people that are driving the private jets or have the great big car. I ride the bus every day. Okay, I'm just a local person, an average person. But please donate with Cash App. $LLT West. Thank you. I sure appreciate it so much. Until next time, God bless you and shalom.
OCTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OCTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OCTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OCTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OCTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OCTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OCTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OCTU Media and this radio network.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Radio with Lori Timms. Tune in next time for more bold topics for bold Christians. This broadcast is copyrighted by LLT Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.